Hello, my beautiful Fang. Hi. This is your May update. Well, my goings on, I guess, for the month of May and hopefully what's to come. All puns intended. She's off to a start. So the past couple of weeks, for those of you who are on the Discord server, be aware that I've had an interesting past couple of weeks in that, I've needed a little bit of downtime, which is unusual for me. I've been managing a few things. I had some real life things going on, all well and all handled and all managed. But yeah, through the course of that, I needed to take a little bit of a break because I wasn't feeling it. And you all know, well, I hope you know, that it's this space and what I do and what I share isn't, it's not a performance as such. It's I need to be invested in it in every sense. It needs to be genuine and authentic. So I don't want to put out stuff just for the sake of putting out stuff. So I took some time out. You may have still seen me posting in other places. I do have a certain amount of content that's pre-recorded and ready. So yes, I continued with those, and I had collabs that I continued to post over that time. But what I will say is, after 3 days in bed and wallowing around, I came back with a vengeance, and if you've seen it, I posted a collection of in total 7 audios that I did within sort of 24 hours, because I had to say the words. And it just so happened that day coincided with a fairly sort of significant follower milestone, I'm still incredibly humbled by the fact that people want to follow and listen and support and encourage, most of all, you all. So there are a few things that I would like to just have a chat about or let you know about. Outside of Patreon, I have returned to Quinn and I've recorded my first month worth of submissions. And I know that may not appeal to the majority of you here, but yeah, that's I'm excited for that from a creative standpoint, to be creating FF content for Quinn again. I've also gone into collaboration with a scriptwriter, which is exciting for me to have, customized scripts written for me. It's quite the creative outlet that I don't, unfortunately, I really don't have the time, and I think that's probably what led to me needing some time out, trying to do it all instead of sort of reaching out and commissioning people and working smarter, not harder, being more efficient, which enables me to have the energy and the drive to continue doing what I do. That's exciting. I have pulled back on collabs. I'm still moderating and running a collaboration server, which is great. It's running really well, and there's not a lot of moderation required. We've got a fairly significant update coming up soon. So unfortunately, I lost a mod there. That's part of my focus at the moment, currently. I have audios planned for this month. I was very happy to chat with those of you who were able to join the Love Chat last weekend. I'm hoping to continue to do that. I'd prefer to do that in the last weekend of each month going forward. One thing that I do want to ask you, and feel free to message me on Patreon or through Patreon, is the best place to do it. So I can have all my Patreon-related messages there in one place. Time zones for those live events, the live record, the game nights hosted by Azul, thank you. Movie nights hosted by Chris/Chaos, thank you, both of you, very much for taking that on. I love it. I really enjoy it. But I'm very conscious of time zones. Perhaps that's something we might need to put a bit of a... I know we've done it once before. Put a bit of a poll out there for, or create a thread. Finding when it suits... And I get that we're not going to accommodate everybody, myself included. I'll do my best to make it work, because I want to be there for all of them, independently. I want to be there. I want to hang out, So, so yes, perhaps I'll post something, whether it be probably on Patreon, because I know not all of my Patreon subscribers are on the server, but they're specifically server related events. Moving on from that. If you have any suggestions for tier benefits, whether they be additional or to alter the benefits that I have, the past couple of months I've actually not had anybody join me for the live record, which is fine. I get it. Again, time zones, real life, that's fine. I'm wondering if that's really something that you're interested in. I wouldn't mind your feedback on that. If you haven't joined in one of those, it's a live recording that you join, that I run via the Discord server, and I record a script, Phil, for you, live. Everybody else is on mute, and you get to sort of listen in on my process. I have people sort of doubt my ability to cold read, and I don't do it for that purpose, but people have said, it's like, do you really cold read, do you really do it in one take? And I occasionally I want to say, well, come along, join, listen. It's just me being a bit bratty, really. It's just like, I really don't care whether they do or not. It's my process. Whether that's something that perhaps isn't of interest, which again is fine. I'd really like to tailor this, what's on offer for all of you. And having said that, with regards to Patreon posts and early release content, I know not all of you are on Reddit, but when I do post on Reddit, sometimes, and it depends for each script writer and me, obviously it's imperative that I respect their wishes, and some are fine with exclusive content behind paywalls, some are fine for early release, some are a flat no, which again, respect everybody's position on that. You know how I feel about script writers. Sometimes you will see things posted on Reddit without getting that early release, because, I'm maintaining that those preferences for particular script writers. Another question that I wanted to ask you, with the scripts that are, or the exclusive audios that I do post on Patreon, sometimes I've sort of tended to edit them. They're not raw recordings. They are whether it's, you know, introduction of a soundscape or, you know, there's more production quality in it in terms of, you know, there's I don't know, basic things like noise reduction and SFX added, and yeah, just an overall edit. If you have a preference for one or the other, or not at all, maybe you're just happy to listen. I don't know. I guess you've all come here at some point because you're used to the content that I create. Another thing I'd be interested in knowing your thoughts on is perhaps having a Spotify channel in the server. Occasionally I just pop it on and listen while I'm drafting. I spend a lot of time, oh my gosh, I spend a lot of time drafting these posts. It really is quite time consuming, but I do enjoy it. So sometimes while I do that, I listen. So I wouldn't mind just sort of jumping in the server and listening, and if you're there, if you want to listen along, add your own songs, anything like that. Another point is the archive link that I introduced last month. That will change each month. I just had that thought that anybody who subscribed at any point has that link, and if they unsubscribe, then you know they still have that benefit. So I'll be changing that each month and pinning that on Patreon as well. So you may have noticed that that has changed recently. I'm still learning my way around that as well. So if you see anything untoward or just like, hang on, that doesn't look right, can you please let me know? I'm very open to just like, hey, miss, this is... what's going on here? That's I think that's kind of everything. I just wanted to give you a heads up on. I'm excited for the audios for this month. I will chat. If you could give me some feedback in terms of time zones and you know, sort of days, or we've generally done live events on weekends. I'd like to plan for this month ahead. Here in Australia, and I'm pretty sure elsewhere, it's Mother's Day this weekend, so not sure what my availability is. I have my mother, and I'm not sure, but I will hope to post at least the dates for the month for our live events. So, yeah, I hope you're all well. I hope you're being safe and taking care of your health. I'm seeing a lot of people saying that they're not sleeping so well. So please, please don't forget that the sleep aids are there. I have a handful more that I'm planning to record this month. It's just so essential to our general well-being on a daily basis. Sleep. I watched a TED talk a few months ago now about what happens when we don't get enough sleep. And look, we're all adults. We know to a certain extent. We know how we feel when we don't get enough sleep, but yes, I am. Thankfully, I do sleep reasonably well when I... Sometimes I stay up too late, but I work well at night. So, I have the luxury of being able to, you know, if I need to, having a nap, have a little nap during the day. I have a few of those on the cards. One other thing I'm thinking of posting, we talked about in the live chat for those of you who were there, that I would post on a regular day each week the exclusive audios for the month. So I'm thinking at the end of each week I will do that. And having said that, I'm going to record the Safer Work release later on today and post it for you so you have it for the weekend. Well, that's it. That's a wrap for me so far. As always, if you have any questions or queries or any suggestions or feedback, feel free to message me via Patreon. All right. I look forward to interacting with you at some point throughout the month. Bye.